Well, the mighty mare, she had a gallop this morning. Yui Bowman and Chris Waller were very, very happy with Winx's performance. And to talk a little bit about that is Brad Davidson. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. Interesting one this morning, wasn't it? Obviously, there was a house fire nearby at Rose Hill with plenty of smoke around. So Chris Waller was contemplating sort of missing that gallop and not taking her out of the box,
really?
Just leaving her there. But there's a break in the smoke, so they're able to get Winx to Rose Hill. She had a spin around with all the media there in checking her out, and no doubt will fill plenty of headlines today on TV, radio, and of course in print as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, racing industry, like a little bit like the rugby league industry, we need as many positive stories as we possibly can get at the moment. There's no bigger positive story than Winx coming back in this Group 2 Apollo and going for 30 straight wins. So that's interesting about that house fire, and maybe he couldn't have ditched the gallop, surely. The horse would have had, she would have had to have a gallop this morning. Was he just looking at shifting the time?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I heard him on that media call sort of suggest that he was contemplating giving it a miss, but yeah, I mean, I suppose it's just a little spin around, isn't it? She had a main series hit out on Tuesday, so I suppose, you know, it's all routine. But at the end of the day, if she had to miss it, I'm guessing it wouldn't have been too much of an issue. But she'll take on the seven rivals there on the weekend. Happy Clappers among those. He's the raging favourite in the Winx Out market. But, look, she looks to take care of those, doesn't she, pretty comfortably. I know, you know, first up, she can miss the start, and 1400 is definitely not her pet trip, but expecting her to win. And some punters agree. I think one punter had 150,000 on her, and then another 100,000. So definitely the big bets rolling in again, as they always do when Winx goes around.
Yeah, what's happening with this All Star Mile? It looks as though some of the better horses aren't going to get a run.
Yeah,
VRC Chairman Amanda Elliott is sort of suggested that a change to the minimum rating might be required for the race moving forward next year onwards, which is not surprising because, you know, they've had more than 100,000 votes for the $5 million race in its inaugural year. But the way it is at the moment, the Autumn Sun, he's the 110 rater, he's top spot, but second horse is Urban Ruler, a 77 rater. So at the moment, the minimum rating 70, but I heard Dean Lester on Punters Postmortem and a few other people suggest that that should be raised, probably to at least 90 or even 100 to ensure that there's not too many horses that are probably out of their depth that are going to be in the field this year. There's going to be quite a few, and you know, they've been able to, those horses have been able to drum up, you know, social media campaigns and get the support they need to probably get a run in the race. And and yeah, like you said, it's probably not going to leave the greatest field, but there's still going to be four wild cards there, so we're still going to have a pretty cracked field for the first All-Star Mile. But no surprise to see that that likely change next year.
I guess, you know, I didn't look that deeply into it. It's a good, any sort of innovation is a good innovation for a racing industry, Brad. But geez, to start with that rating of 70, it I know you want to try and involve everybody, and you know, get as many people involved as you possibly can, and you know, that battler romance story of racing. But 70 was a very low benchmark to start with.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I suppose I can understand to some degree thinking they don't want to miss a horse that might, you know, be two from two and you know, extremely dominant in both victories coming through the ranks or something like that. But I think they've probably been taken by surprise as well about the actual the amount of support these horses, you know, in the 70 ratings and even early 80s have been able to drum up, and how many votes they've been able to get. It's quite astonishing, really, to think, you know, I guess most people would have thought that, you know, the best horses would have been voted in, but the likes of Urban Ruler, Man of His Word, and other horses like this, they've been able to get a lot of support and sell that battler story. So, yeah, no doubt next time they'll just up that, and it'll mean that, I mean, you're still going to get a few horses that are probably, you know, if it was a handicap, probably wouldn't get in the race, but at the same time, they're not going to be completely outclassed either.
I'm a Cool Kid is running tomorrow night at Canterbury, is that right?
Yeah, headlines the meeting at Canterbury tomorrow night. I think it's the second last meeting at Canterbury for the summer there, so if you haven't been out, try to get out there. It's a tremendous night out of racing with the food stalls and all the action on course and the eight races as well. So he was dominant first up. He's the second favourite for the country championships, of course, at this stage. And yeah, he'll go around there tomorrow night in a 1200 metre race, which will be another little test for him in terms of if he can run a distance of 1400 in the country champs, that's a little concern around him. So we'll see how strong he is at the end of 1200 metres.
Brad, he's got some ability. He's had some injury concerns, but I'm just wondering, are there concerns that they might not even go to that championship final because of that 1400 metres?
Yeah, I think there is. It all obviously all depends probably how he runs tomorrow night. If he's very strong on the line, they'd be silly not to have a crack. But if he's, you know, pulling up late and is caught, then they might go, okay, well, he's probably not going to run 1400 metres. We'll look at other options with him. But you're right, he's a talent. The time he ran on first up there at Randwick was simply outstanding. It was quicker than Sylvia's mother on the same day, and she'll go around one of the favourites in the light fingers on the weekend. So, yeah, no, the time was there, and he's just got to be able to extend that out over a bit further now.
Yeah, we've just got to be, you know, if you're thinking about betting into that all-in market, just be careful. I'm not assured that I'm a cool kid is actually going to that championship final. It sits on the second line of betting at the moment. So as always, mate, be wary.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Brad, did you lose your Midas touch yesterday?
Oh, with that roughie?
Yeah.
Well,
someone just told me they backed it. Disappointed in you.
Actually, someone had a crack at me on social media. Actually, I just said,
oh, they didn't, did they?
Guy, I said the horse was just held up a touch on the turn and it's just missed, and they claimed I was having a go at the jockey. So there you go. Can't please everyone on social media, but it was very close. We just missed, but that's racing, unfortunately.
In fact, I'd say you can't please anybody on social media. But anyway, that's another issue for another day. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.